Sometimes truth really is stranger than fiction. Take this scene from the TV show The West Wing, when a couple of Democratic White House staffers jealously scoff at Republicans' easy rally behind a nominee.
Get ready for press questions about how organized and unified the Republicans are compared to us.
And organized, they're about as spontaneous as... I actually can't think of anything as unspontaneous as a Republican convention.
Four nights of Swiss watch precision, we get a pie fight.
West Wing's creators hadn't contemplated a convention like this one. At the time that episode aired more than a decade ago, Donald Trump was just getting started as the host of the reality TV show The Apprentice. Now he's the GOP's presumptive nominee for president, despite pundits' early predictions that it'd never happen, despite last-ditch ongoing efforts by Republican insurgents to wrest away the nomination, and despite being denounced by other politicians from his own party, like U.S. Senator Mark Kirk. Facing his own tough race, Kirk's running this ad.
And Mark Kirk bucked his party to say Donald Trump is not fit to be commander-in-chief.
Needless to say, Kirk isn't going to be in Cleveland this week to help nominate Trump. Though it's typical for party figureheads to be at the national convention, Kirk isn't the only Illinois Republican leader skipping. Governor Bruce Rauner won't be in attendance either. Instead,
I will be traveling the state of Illinois, meeting with community leaders, business leaders, and some legislators, and signing some of the most important legislation that got passed this spring.
He refuses to say anything more about Trump.
I'm not going to talk about the presidential race. I've said everything I'm going to say about it.
I'm a little disappointed you're not here. I mean, 2 months out, they all said, I don't think I want to go. So what's the point of that? I mean, all they're doing is showing there's a division in a party, and that's the last thing we need. So I'm a little disappointed that they made a decision that far out and aren't here, because we need, if they want to be elected leaders, we need their leadership.
That's Bolingbrook Mayor Roger Clare, who is in Cleveland this week. Though he originally supported Jeb Bush for president, Clare is now fully behind Trump. When Bush lost the primary,
I became a big Trump fan at that point, and I petitioned to be one of the state 12 appointed delegates, and I got one of those. So that's, I'm a Trump delegate all the way, and I saw him Tuesday. And I said, I'm with you on the first ballot, the second ballot, or as long as it takes.
If it takes all that. Despite all of the furor, Trump may wrap up the Republican nomination for president on the first round of voting. Illinois is supposed to have 69 delegates, the bulk of whom were elected to support Trump. But there are 15 who were elected as supporters of Texas U.S. Senator Ted Cruz or Ohio Governor John Kasich. And according to published reports, a few Trump delegates aren't planning to make the trip to the RNC at all, citing time, money, and a lack of support from the Illinois Republican Party. Greeters were on hand at the hotel housing the state delegation to welcome the delegates who arrived throughout the day Sunday.
This Cleveland brochure has a big map of Cleveland on page 68. We are right here.
For most of the delegates, the convention thus far has involved getting credentials and attending welcoming parties, like this one, headlined by Leonard Skinner.
I do believe Mr. Donald Trump can get us united again. I hope you guys believe the same thing.
Tests of unity will soon get underway. Official convention proceedings begin tonight. At the Republican National Convention, I'm Amanda Vinicky in Cleveland.